Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
As I write, you are included. I remember a special event several years ago. I was finishing a book manuscript in a bed and breakfast when I met a lovely couple staying in the next room. In the dining area, they invited me to join them at their table. I learned they were on their honeymoon through a previous introductory conversation, so I declined. Still, I felt special to be invited. The next day, they invited me again. I told them my reservation. You're on your honeymoon and I don't want to barge in. They reassured they wanted to visit with me. Suddenly, I had the courage to say yes. Subsequently, I found myself delightfully included at their table. This is number 3 in a series on hope. It's been encouraging exploring hope for 2 episodes. Check them out. All right, let's start with a fact of life. People long to be included. That's just how it is. Additionally, they desire fellowship. Matter of fact, everyone needs love. Interestingly, everyone hopes for special life events. Plus, people crave meaningful relationships. It's painful to be excluded, ostracized, or alienated. Plus, it's lonely. Basically, you feel less than or not good enough. Actually, it can be quite wounding. Yes, it's a fact of life. Everyone wants to be included. Think of a time you longed to be included. Recall a scenario when you were excluded, ostracized, or alienated. Now, on the opposite end, do you include others? Strategically, do you involve someone on the outside? By the way, did you know you are included? God includes you. Additionally, He loves you. God invites you to be in His family. Interestingly, God wants fellowship with you. What an amazing privilege! Remarkably, His invitation gets even better. He invites you to be His friend forever. Consequently, now you can do a number of things. You can let yourself be included, and that's important. You have to let yourself be a part of something. Equally, you can relax into this safe arrangement with God. Plus, enjoy meaningful relationship with God every day. Then you can also count on God's friendship back. You can trust every promise He's given to you. And simultaneously, you can share this same hope with others. So, be included and include others. Incidentally, when you include others, you boost community hope. Consider this. Jesus eliminates divisions, barriers, and dividing walls that are sadly part of this world. Equally, He wants you to do the same. So, a couple of questions for you. In what ways are you pulling barriers down? And then, what more can you do? Amazingly, Jesus invites all people into His hope. Additionally, He declares all people are equals. Even more, Jesus levels the playing field. In His view, everyone deserves hope. So, include everyone. Let's talk about some action points for hope. These action points increase awareness that you are included. Number 1, choose the perspective that you are included. Number 2, remember, you belong. 3, come near to God. 4, Emmanuel means God with you. His very name promises relationship. 5. Rejoice. Gratitude connects you to hope. 6. God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. And 7, think about yourself the way God sees you. Remarkably, if you trust in Jesus, you have hope. Subsequently, this is a wonderful inclusion: to be wanted, welcomed, valued, and loved. Choose awareness and hope. You know, Jesus is your peace. Ephesians 2:14 says, He Himself is your peace. How amazing! Jesus offers His peace to you in every life situation. Additionally, He offers His Spirit to live inside you. The following action points connect you to His peace. 1. Trust Jesus in every development. 2. Acknowledge Jesus Himself is your peace. Then accept His peace by faith. And finally, always remember God keeps His promise of peace, no matter what your situation. Remember the verse, He Himself is your peace. When you accept God's peace, you welcome hope. Let's look at 2 additional verses. First of all, from Philippians 4, verse 7. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. How are peace and hope connected? Strategically, God's peace is interwoven into His hope. You are included in peace and hope. And this makes sense because hope establishes peace and peace rolls into hope. The cycle just continues to repeat. So in summary, your heart has hope when you are at peace. The second verse is from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, and says, No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. This promise is for you. Matter of fact, it's your future. Incidentally, you cannot imagine what God has in your future. His surprises and blessings last forever. Plus, as you go forward with His perspective, you are filled with new hope. God includes you in His eternal surprises and blessings. Well, there are some do's and don'ts we want to take a look at. But before we look at them,
if you're enjoying this content, share it with someone else. Just click the share button on your podcast app.
Now, let's talk about those do's and don'ts. Interestingly, sometimes people exclude themselves. Subsequently, to embrace being included, it means you will do some things and not do other things. Let's start with the don't do list. So don't do these things. 1, pull into yourself. 2, push others away as they reach to you. 3, shut down communication. 4, push God away. 5, fear what comes next. 6, hide where you feel safe. 7, assume others don't want you around. 8, conclude God isn't interested in your life and problems. So that's a list of things not to do. So don't do those things. But there's another list. Do these things. 1, receive invitations from others. 2, see yourself as included. 3, reciprocate relationship. 4, welcome communication. 5, pray for others as you think of them. 6, include others that cross your path. 7, pause. Invite God's peace into your heart. And 8, hope in God. Actively and sincerely by faith. Okay, we all know that God includes everyone. But incidentally, God makes something very clear. Jeremiah 22, verse 3 says, "Do no wrong or violence to the resident alien, the fatherless, and the widow." Consider two possible scenarios. Number one, you must move for various reasons, perhaps to another state, province, or country. You'd be desperate for new connections. Initially, you'd be lonely. Plus, you'd need help to set up your new life. Then the second scenario is this. Sadly, you may have become orphaned or widowed with no one to help. Whatever the community or national rules to properly vet newcomers or programs set up to help those who have no one, God says this: treat others with kindness, give hope, and care for those who need support. Here's a reality check for you. It's a good thing that God takes the position He does. His directives include resident aliens, the fatherless, and the widow. Equally, they include you. Imagine the fear and helplessness to not be included. Contrastingly, imagine now how hope rises when you are included. Subsequently, careful processes and programs ensure people are properly vetted and treated fairly in communities. Regardless, compassion and kindness ensure that you treat others like Jesus treats you. God includes you just as you are, whoever you are. Consider these four things. First, are you kind to others outside your circle? Next, do you welcome someone from another country into your community? Equally, do you receive someone different than you in your workplace? And then the final one, number four, is soberly, have you considered that you are different in someone else's eyes? Thankfully, God welcomes everyone who trusts Jesus. Additionally, He vets people through the cross. Since God is good and kind, He gives hope and peace to all. Here are some questions. Are you kind? Do you include people different from you? And further, do you join Jesus to care for needs of others often overlooked? John 13:15 says, "I have given you an example that you should do just as I have done to you." So include others and care for their needs. Did you know that you can't see hope? Romans 8:24 says, "Hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have?" Oddly, it seems people want to see hope. However, it's invisible. As a result, you can't see it. Subsequently, this means you must embrace hope by faith. Similarly, hope is a link to what you need. And additionally, it's an opportunity to engage blessings as you trust in God for them. Consequently, what practical ways can you include others? Additionally, what will you do to meet needs of orphans, widows, and others in need? Now we come to the application thoughts and questions over this content. Number one, do you ever feel not included? Two, equally, do you believe God loves you? Three, incidentally, God invites you to know Him more. Do you accept His invitation? Four, naturally, why not accept peace Jesus gives? Plus, why not welcome His hope? And number five, include newcomers. actually follow Christ's example to be kind to everyone. Follow these action points to establish hope in your life. Say yes to God's invitation to come close to Him. Also, spend time in His Word daily. Determine to trust and obey God in hard times. Equally, open doors to new friendships. Reciprocate relationships and communication. Strategically include others. Also, live in hope for what you do not yet have. And finally, practice gratitude continually. Portions of this content come from our book, More Epistles for an I Generation, Relevant in a Digital Age. It's a devotional book that takes you through all Paul's letters that follow 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.